Okay, let's pick it up with the Santelli Exchange live in Chicago. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Simon. Quickly, let's look at the important date of the day. University of Michigan Sentiment Survey definitely laid a bit of an egg. We could also argue so did retail sales for 2 months running. But when it comes to University of Michigan or any confidence index, the one thing I will say is that much research has been done. Confidence doesn't move markets. The markets move the dial on confidence. Enough said. Now, there was a poll out that's raised many eyebrows. Many eyebrows. We had a guest this morning that talked about the poll, and what the poll generally shows, and we'll get to more details, is that Americans aren't really into raising the debt ceiling. Here's what Ben White from Politico had to say on our show. I think it's because Americans don't understand what the debt ceiling is. It's complicated. It's complicated. So basically, listeners, if you're listening on the radio or if you're watching me right now, you're just too darn stupid to get it. Too darn stupid to get it. The hubris. The hubris. So let me see. Let's only poll all the Princeton and the Harvard professors and all the people that are writing for places like Politico. Let's only poll them because they know you don't know anything. But let's switch gears a bit. Let's now look at another category called the giant leap of faith category. Let me see. That the Fed can really move unemployment, although it doesn't look like it. That the economy is humming along to totally support the levels of equities. That corporate profits at record levels doesn't mean that all these programs are only helping those at the top, even though it's supposedly for everybody in the middle. We're supposed to take all that on a leap of faith. But when I look at the recent Rupee poll, okay, here's what I see, okay? And I'll tell you what, Congress, you really ought to listen up. Those Tea Party conservatives, listen up. Because 70% oppose raising the debt ceiling, and 55% oppose raising it, even if it means default. Okay, now get this, 63% say Congress is out of touch. Okay, now if I look at those three things, you know what I see? I see the 2010 midterms. Look at it from a different light. Americans know exactly what they want, and they're not getting it from Congress. Although Lois Lerner certainly pulled the plug on free speech with regard to those conservatives. And the last point, remember the rant? Let's put these things up for a referendum? Well, gee, that didn't happen, because 61% of Americans say transparency can't see it at all in this administration. Back to you.
Feel bad for that whiteboard, Rick. We'll see you in a few minutes. Thanks a lot.